ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
China employs some very creative strategies to spy on Taiwan.
The Taipei District Court has sentenced a Taiwanese Diablo coach convicted of spying for China.
Agent Diablo 7, you might say. They're also using dating apps, loan shark schemes, and...
One app allegedly claims to allow Taiwanese people to surrender to China with one click.
Well, that's convenient, a surrender button. So what's their plan here? I'm Matt Bevan, and on my show, if you're listening, we give you the backstories behind the big stories. It's available now on ABC Listen.
Imagine being able to claim thousands and thousands of dollars in expenses so your family can join you on work trips, to fly business class to New York, and for private drivers to take you to the biggest sporting events. Well, Minister Annika Wells is under intense pressure to justify her use of taxpayer funds, even if it's all within the rules. Today, Chief Political Correspondent at The Conversation, Michelle Grattan, on whether politicians deserve the benefits and why it's both a honeypot and a trap. I'm Sydney Peed on Gadigal Land, Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Michelle, questions around the expenses racked up by the Communications and Sports Minister, Annika Wells, first started when that eye-watering bill for her travel to the UN in New York was revealed. That was a gobsmacking amount of money, right?
About $95,000 for three fares, the minister herself and a couple of officials, I think one a staffer, the other a departmental person. It was an extraordinary amount, and I think that part of the problem that Annika Wells faced subsequently was that she failed to handle this properly.
USD. How do you justify spending this amount of taxpayers' dollars?
Well, the reason you know all those things is because we're transparent about them, and we will disclose them, and we'll continue to disclose information about that trip through the usual processes.
She didn't just say, look, that looks over the top. I don't understand why the fare was so large. I'm going to look into it. I will come back and make public the reason.
You don't think that was expensive for airfares? Over $94,000?
I've answered your question.
We've had no explanation, at least that I know of, as to why this was so enormous, because if you looked online, you'd find a much more limited cost for business class fares.
Well, she was originally supposed to fly out with the Prime Minister on his jet, but ended up flying commercial last minute. But the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, he was quick to defend the minister over the travel bill, and it was the Prime Minister's office that approved the travel costs.
Well, Annika Wells was, of course, doing her job as the Communications Minister, who's in charge of this world-leading legislation. As a government, we make calls, David.
But on this decision to go ahead with that flight, that's your decision.
We make decisions as a government, David.
But since then, there have been more dollar figures in the media around the taxpayer funds she used. So what else has the minister been spending big on?
Well, she does seem to have exploited a number of entitlements that politicians have. She's taken her husband to sporting events where she's had free tickets, and the cost has been covered by the taxpayer of his transport.
Annika Wells under pressure over her use of travel entitlements, flying her husband and children at taxpayers' expense to accompany her at the Thredbo ski resort.
More than $4,000 in flights from Brisbane to Melbourne for her partner to join her at the Boxing Day test in 2022 and 2024.
And a further $1,800 for the Melbourne Grand Prix.
She's been to a couple of birthday parties, wrapping around the party's official engagements, and this frankly is a bit of a rort. So what you see is a minister who has a social engagement but can claim the allowances on the taxpayer because they put a number of official meetings on one side or other or both sides of that engagement. some of those official engagements wouldn't have been undertaken if a minister had not wanted to go to that place for some other purpose anyway.
Well, there was that ski trip to Thredbo that certainly got some tongues wagging. But after days of mounting pressure, Annika Wells has asked the Independent Parliamentary Expenses Authority to review some of these expenses. She says it's for the avoidance of doubt.
These rules are set at arm's length from parliamentarians. These rules were made under the previous government. I have, during my time, I've abided by the rules the whole time I've been a parliamentarian. Parliamentarians must follow the rules. I have followed the rules.
But while all that spending might seem a bit extravagant to some, as far as we know, Michelle, she hasn't actually broken any rules here.
Well, she says that. It may well be true, but the rules are pretty slack. They do allow for judgment by the politician, by the minister, as to what's fair enough. And I think in some of these cases, for example, you mentioned that ski trip that was to Thredbo. She had a Paralympic meeting there and took the family with her. They did the skiing, not clear whether she did any skiing, but it doesn't pass what people are now calling the kitchen table test, because an ABC journalist pointed out that the pub test might be a test by people who'd had too much to drink. So we talk about the kitchen table test now. It doesn't pass that. Now, on this question of referring her use of the entitlements to the watchdog authority, I think that there's a dual motive here, not just to remove any doubt, as the minister says, but to try and limit questioning of the minister and of the prime minister of this on the very day that the social media ban came into effect. They had to be out in the media. They wanted to minimise the opportunity for questioning about the scandal.
Michelle, I just want to get an understanding about these spending allowance rules. What are the rules here and who really keeps an eye on them?
Well, there is this independent authority which oversees expenses, and as well as keeping an eye on things, it also can give advice to MPs as to whether what they plan to do is within the rules or not. On this family reunion aspect, the politicians get an entitlement to the equivalent of a certain number of airfares, and that's supposed to be to give them a chance to spend time with their family. For example, they can bring the partner and the kids to Canberra when Parliament's sitting, and therefore they get a bit more family time. But they can also take the partner and the kids to some other place in the country when they, the parliamentarian, have duties there. So you can get some very long trips from Brisbane to Perth or wherever, and they're obviously expensive. Mm. Now, the rules around ministers are a bit tighter in a sense, or at least they put more emphasis on the minister, essentially to keep in mind proper, reasonable behaviour, if we can summarise it that way. But they are very loose.
Mm. Well, Annika Wells is certainly not an outlier here. ABC reporting shows that over the last parliament, she was ranked 18th biggest spender on Comcars, that's the government car service, 34th on family reunion spending, and 17th for international travel. So a lot of politicians are accruing huge bills to get them and their families around, Michelle.
Absolutely. And this is one reason why Annika Wells will survive this crisis, because if she was thrown to the wolves, as it were, then half the cabinet would be out, half the parliament would be out. Mm. But the prime minister himself has been claiming this family reunion allowance, and his partner, now wife, Jodie Hayden, travelled to various sporting functions to accompany him when he had free tickets. Now, one of the defences that Annika Wells and the Prime Minister have made in relation to her travel has been that the sports minister obviously needs to attend as part of her duties a number of sporting events.
I've got three different portfolios. I have countless requests to be in all different towns and cities to do all different things. I understand that people want value for taxpayer money. I take taxpayer money really seriously, and I'm happy for you guys to have this debate and to keep answering the questions.
But she seems to attend everything, including the opening of the envelope.
Michelle, why do you think all of this is coming out now? The ABC's Patricia Karvelis reports that there is a belief in Labor circles that an internal competitor is waging a campaign against Annika Wells. Publicly, the minister's colleagues are backing her, but is she safe?
I did see that suggestion. I don't know. I have no knowledge of where this came out, but it's also possible that somebody said, maybe a colleague, maybe someone else, well, look at the cost of sending the minister to New York. Mm. And of course, that acted as a trigger for all this other material to emerge publicly. Once the media and the opposition got the scent of some blood in the water, of course, they went on a hunt for what else was there.
Mm. And of course, we've seen plenty of politicians over the years cop a lot of criticism from the public for their spending entitlements. Just a quick history lesson for us, Michelle. Who else have we seen caught up in this kind of scandal?
Well, of course, there was the famous helicopter affair when Bronwyn Bishop cost the taxpayer more than $5,000 to take a helicopter from Melbourne to Geelong for a Liberal fundraiser.
When I first saw the amount that the helicopter cost, was after it was published by Finance, as it should be, it was clearly an error of judgment. And that large sum, clearly unacceptable, and that's why I repaid it.
Now, she had to resign under political pressure from the speakership at the time, and so that was pretty dramatic. Also, Susan Lee, now opposition leader, when she was health minister, it emerged that she had bought a property on the Gold Coast when she was there for official business.
I apologise for the distraction that this issue has caused to the agenda of the government and my colleagues in Cabinet. Now, I'm calling it a distraction because that's what it is.
I think a subsequent inquiry found that the only misdemeanour there was that she'd taken a Commonwealth car to see this property. She claimed she'd never intended to make the purchase. It was a spur of the moment thing. But anyway, she in the end had to quit the ministry under pressure. And then, of course, there was Tony Burke. Now, he took the family to Uluru when he was minister in the Gillard government. This later caused immense controversy, and he ended up years and years afterwards, in about 2020, paying back thousands of dollars for the family costs.
No one can satisfy an argument that says that kid should have been flying business class and accept that argument absolutely.
So it can cost ministers a lot in terms of their jobs or financially when these things happen.
Michelle, how sympathetic are you to the plight of politicians? They work long hours, sometimes 7 days a week. They travel the country away from their families. Is it reasonable that they have this big bag of cash to spend on things like family reunions?
I'm a bit torn about this. I agree that it's a demanding job. On the other hand, they're not conscripts and they fight tooth and nail to get into these political roles, obviously, within their parties and then at elections. They are well paid. And I think that in terms of the general public's thinking these days, when so many people are under a lot of financial pressure, they look at people who have substantial resources and they say, well, is it reasonable that they do get the extent of entitlements that they do? I think, for example, on the family reunion entitlement, it's reasonable that people get an entitlement to bring partners and kids to Canberra on a reasonable number of occasions. But I don't think it's reasonable that they can fly their family to some other place for what is essentially a family holiday. I think that entitlement could be tightened. But I think also the attitude of politicians and of ministers needs to be different. At present, they sort of think, well, the entitlement's there and I'll use everything to the limit. I think they need to live by a rule of moderation. What's reasonable? When should I be putting my hand in my own pocket, like many other people have to do, and when is it fair enough to charge the taxpayer?
Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent at The Conversation and a Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra. Audio production for this episode by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sydney Peed. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.